swarms of insects flying down to you.
Oh, goody goody gumdrop.
They start circling you, and they're going to start snapping at you.
Sticking with, yes.
So, I want to see initiatives, please.
Come on, man. I heard a bing.
Somebody's happy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Blackaba?
Oh, shit. 22.
22. Jesus, guys! Get a grip! Simon?
15.
Very respectable for a wizard.
Yes, it is.
Mm. Adam?
17.
Scarlet?
8.
You guys gotta start doing better. I can't handle this.
I gave you a 22. What more do you want?
That's good.
Well, yeah. You're carrying everybody now.
Yes. And my little shoulders.
Damn straight.
Okay.
My little tiny shoulders.
With my poopy boots.
You are bad.
Poopy boots? You okay there?
You are bad.
It's like kinky boots, but...
It's the kinky
boots. But stinky boots.
Literally, we do. After the acid poopy. My boots are stained.
Oh, shit. You're all screwed.
What do you mean?
Lagatha, you go first.
I go first. How far up are they over us?
It is... So, for swarms... They are in your personal space. They are actually on top of you. You cannot... They are swarming around you. They
They're
are
not on
you.
Us yet.
No, they're literally swarming, circling you.
I want to do like an acid splash on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on.
I mean, I know the range is... I mean, is there any way that I can like back up a little bit, like fast, before they follow me and then do an acid splash? Like,
you can back up to the wall. You're going to put your back to the wall?
Yeah. Back
and up. Then you want to just do an acid splash, like, out toward them?
Yes.
Okay. So, do a roll to hit.
Roll to hit.
Well, actually, no, I'm so sorry. What is the spell, acid splash? Is it a save or a hit?
It's dex 12.
The target must succeed in a dex saving throw. So, I have to roll a dex.
Yep.
Okay. Why is this not working? Raz, I blame you.
Wow.
It's just standing there. It's
no, giving us.
What is your spell save DC?
12.
Okay, they fail. So roll me damage.
Okay.
Nice.
4.
4?
Damage?
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now the next swarm is up. This swarm is going to... I mean, it's hard to explain... Because they're all around you, and I made several swarms, so I'm just going to go around. Okay.
Yeah.
So first, it's going to get up all in your business. Okay. Mm. So, an attack to hit. Does a 5 get you?
Can't say it does, Victoria.
All right, that's one. That was one hit. Next up is Adam. Adam, how do you want to try to dissolve...
I don't know. I was trying to get creative where I could like.
Does that mean I use
do some sort of sound, but I don't have any of that.
No.
So
okay. You can use any.
You can just try to swat.
Yeah, like this.
Right.
Boom.
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
You just want to use your hands. You want to use a weapon.
Yeah, my hands.
Your hands. Yeah. So you're just gonna try to swat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I swing my hands like. I'll do like one swipe and then another swipe with my hands. Of course, it's by my face like this.
Okay.
That be.
I think you have an unarmed attack. Unarmed attack.
Unarmed attack. Okay. Yes.
So roll me an unarmed attack.
Okay.
Cool.
6.
6. Sorry, they do have a good natural armor.
So armor. Damn. Yeah. But
they have like
because
a natural kind of way.
Like an exoskeleton.
All right, so that was Adam's turn. Now the next swarm is going to go over to Zorik.
Dude, Zorik pulls out.
20.
Ooh, somebody start rolling.
Does a 23 hit you?
Yes, it hits me.
I finally hit someone. Very excited. I suck at combat. I'm going to tell you all right here and now. I suck at combat. You can quote me on this. So, when I hit someone, I am very proud of myself.
Damn, you're good.
Yeah. All right, so that is...
Like it when you're happy.
Sons of bitches. Sons of bitches, can I just tell you? This is pissing me off. Raz, can you please roll me 4d4 and take the damage that you've rolled for yourself?
No!
Absolutely not!
No, I can't.
I got you.
You have the entire basket's full of dice. I am not rolling my own damage.
Wow. Eight. Razzy, take 8 damage.
Is this the DMV?
No, this is McDonald's when you order at the kiosk.
I'm just rolling my own damage.
Just taking away services left and right here.
Oh, nothing. Boy. You know I'm right, and that's why you're laughing.
What
is this?
The DMV.
That was good. DMV.
It's like self-service now. Okay.
Self-service.
You had issues with the kiosk.
So how much was the damage?
Eight.
So we have. So you took your 8 damage. Mm-hmm. I forget who's up next. Can you guys give me your thing? You were 2. I think you were 2. You...
22.
Were 22. You already went. Mm. You were,
something in the teens.
You were 19. You're 19? Next. Do you remember? 18. Oh, no, you already 18. Went. And you were 8. I went. And 18. Mom was a...
18.
18.
Yeah.
So you guys went. One insect went. So now I think I'm up. So up next is going to be Simon.
Okay.
What would you like to do? You're swarmed by bees.
Bees.
By insects. Insects are all around you.
Yeah.
They are trying to nib and poke and get you. Okay?
Yeah.
So what would you like to do?
I'm going to tell you right now because I have a spell that's called Shield. I'm going to shield myself.
So Shield, if you take a look at how the casting is, it's a reaction when someone is trying to hit you in melee.
Right, I can use it for that.
So this, you want to do an action to attack them. The Shield is not going to help you right here unless someone is attacking you. So right now, you want to use something that would help you stop these bugs from getting at you.
Click on that.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at that before too. Melf's Magic Acid... Arrow. Melf's acid arrow. A shimmering green arrow streaks towards a target within range and bursts into a spray of acid. Okay, shocking grasp. Let me see what this is. Lightning springs from your hand to deliver a shock to a creature you try to touch. Make a melee spell attack against the target.
Yeah, because you're looking for something melee. This is melee. This is actually very good. I recommend.
Okay, so...
8 out of 10. Right?
I'm going to do that one. Shocking Grasp.
Shocking Grasp. Okay. Is it a save or is it a roll to hit?
It's a touch thing.
Okay.
Okay?
Keep going.
5 plus 1d damage.
See that plus 5 right there? That means it's an attack and you roll. Right.
It means it's an attack roll.
Okay.
So click on that plus 5.
12.
12 just hits. So now roll me my damage.
Now the damage.
Okay. 5.
5? Love it. Thank you. Pleasure doing business with you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mom. Right. Up next is going to be...
Right. Yeah, that's her name. Right here. In case you forgot.
Thank you. Scarlet. Scarlet.
Yes, dear.
It is your turn, lovely.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you can put it facing me.
Okay,
you
forget.
No,
my name is Adam.
It's okay. I know you. It's you. You have never remember how to pronounce Scarlet.
So what I'd like to do is I want to cast Cloud of Daggers of in the middle of the swarm of insects.
Okay. So you are going to fight it with the piercing.
Touch this.
Yes, so it's going to take... It says a creature, so I really don't know how you want to work this.
That's fine. It's treated as a creature.
Okay. Mm. A creature takes 4d4 slashing damage when it enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there. So I want to set the Cloud of Daggers right in the middle of the swarm.
Okay. Love it. It's going to take it on its turn, so we'll keep going.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be my turn.
That's going to be your turn. Mm-hmm. Excellent. I have done so good so far. The next swarm is going to go. I'll say that's the one under the dagger.
Okay.
That one is going to take your damage. So you said 44?
44.
So go ahead and roll that for me. Fascinating that it's a swarm of bees, bugs versus a swarm of knives, and they're both doing 44 to each other.
What are the 10. Odds?
Okay. So I'm going to describe this out for you. As you go and you cast this and you wait and you wait and you wait and you see, you kind of wish it did a little bit more damage.
Okay. So it's not doing what I wanted to do.
You see it hit, but like it's almost like it hits, but they're not all it's not taking all of the damage.
Okay.
That you've seen them take in the that you've seen other people take to your daggers in the past.
So it's not really taking piercing damage.
There's resistance to piercing damage.
And I see this.
You see that they're not taking full damage from it.
I'm going to yell out to the rest of the party. Daggers won't work.
Okay.
As I look at my two daggers that I have in my head,
Oh, great.
I'll just put them back in their sheaths. Okay. Time for the trickster to come out.
Yeah? You're up. But didn't you cast a spell last time?
Yeah.
Cantrip. You're up.
Cudgel. I'm just going to swipe right through the swarm.
Okay.
Ooh. Natural 20.
All right, babe. How much damage you fuck?
13.
13 damage? Eef.
Oh, wait. You have the rule where one dice is automatically maxed, right?
Yes.
14.
Ooh. So as you do this massive whack against them, actually, no. Fuck you. What is it? Bludgeoning?
Yeah.
Not as much damage as you think it did. Sorry.
They're bugs. I can't swat them. Swatting them.
Take off our pieces. That's why that
nets.
Zorik, you're up.
So, question.
Yep.
About how long has it been since the initial combat on the stage?
Oh. With all of the investigation and getting through the locks and the doors and the minute over here, I'm going to say it's been maybe 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
Do you need me to narrow it down further?
That's perfect. Shield of Faith stays up for 10 minutes. So, I needed to know, like...
I think you guys are moving pretty quick. You're like, okay, here, where's the blood? Okay, next door. All right, what are we doing? Yeah, we got dust. Okay, let's go. There's a door over there. Like, to me, I feel like you guys are like...
Yeah, in real time, it would probably be about 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are like hammering it, yeah. You might have taken a little bit of time to investigate the bodies on the stage because you weren't rushing.
All right, so... I'm going to use my last spell slot, bonus action... Searing Smite.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack the swarm that's in front of me.
What kind of damage is the smite? It's radiant?
Searing is fire.
Oh, fire. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what it meant. I'm sorry. I heard smite, not searing smite.
15 to hit?
Yes, hits.
Nice. Good. Okay, so it's going to be 5 slashing.
5 slashing.
6 fire.
6 fire.
Nice.
And it's going to need...
5 slashing reduced to...
Release hell.
At the start of each of its turns until the spell ends, the target must make a con saving throw. On a failed save, it takes 1d6 fire damage.
Oh.
On a successful save, the spell ends. If the target or creature within 5 feet uses an action to put out the flames, or if some other effect douses the flames, then the spell ends.
You took a really good swat at them. That was a lot of good damage on them. All right, up next is going to be Lagatha.
I'm going to cast Thunderwave.
Ooh!
Oh, shit.
It's a con saving throw.
How many?
Cast it up. Cast it up.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll go ahead.
Cast it that way. Well,
con saving, 12.
What's the radius?
I'm sorry, 15-foot cube.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And you're casting it straight up?
Straight up. Okay.
Alright.
That's all I have to do is cast it.
I will say you're going to get all 3 of the swarms in your cast, so... Okay.
I'm going to cast it now.
I need your con save?
Yeah, con 12.
That's 1. 2 failures. 12? 1 success. Okay.
Okay. 2d8. Damage is 5.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
So five on you, damage, five on you.
Cool.
And you said thunder damage, right?
Thunder.
Okay. Next, the next swarm is coming, and they're going to bum rush you right in your face. So that is going to be a...
That's rude.
You just wiped out half of his family. Him and
really?
His family came to protect their home, and now you are killing him.
They got feelings?
They got feelings, yo. Does an eight hit you? They're all passion and no sizzle. No,
all sizzle and no steak.
Armor class?
Yeah.
13.
And you hear...
What's my next turn, sweetheart? Yeah.
Okay, so I have how much... No, you didn't take any damn damage. All right.
No.
Next up, Adam.
I'm going to do the unarmed strike, try to swipe.
Try to swipe at them?
Yeah, hit them. Maybe they bounce against the wall. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Can I rage and do that?
So she said that, like, daggers wouldn't do it. So you know that you also use your weapon. So, like...
I'm using my hands to swat at them.
Rage and then use the hands.
Yeah.
Rage will get you extra damage, right?
Yeah.
Extra 2 to damage.
Yeah.
It won't necessarily help you hit them harder.
Right.
But you could try. You can. Nothing wrong with it.
Ooh, hey! I got an 8.
Their armor class is a 12.
Yeah,
so you're a little shy.
Fucking bugs.
Damn bugs! The next swarm is up. They're still going. They are going to come and they're going to hit Simon.
They pick.
I am rolling
weak link.
For absolute trash right now. They don't get you at all. Simon, you're up.
Okay. Shocking grasp. It worked before, do it again. 23.
Jeez. Not a natural 20, just 23.
Help me out.
Excellent.
Here.
Definitely hits. So.
Ah.
4 damage.
Damage is damage. Damage is damage, man.
They do not have
bugs. How much can they have?
Like what Vincent uses. It's damage.
Okay. Scarlet, you're up.
Is the cloud daggers doing anything?
Oh, jeez, I've been forgetting. I'm sorry.
Do they have anything left?
They got it. Roll me some damage. So I'll say it happened because they're swarming all around and they're moving for each of them. Roll me 2 separate cloud of dagger damage.
So that was 4d4, right?
Yep.
So here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
First one is a 13.
Lovely.
And the second one is a 10. All the swarms are dead.
There is one more swarm that's still up. But the 2 swarms that already went, they're gone. Roll me.
My black and dark.
Roll me. The last swarm. Now, I'll just say it happened on your turn. I'm sorry, I forgot to do it on your turns.
9.
All 3 swarms are dead.
Yay!
Woohoo!
So the swarms are going around. Everyone's swatting. You see blasts of things. You see acid splat. You see all of it. And then you see a swarm of knives get conjured in the middle of the room. And it just kind of, the knives themselves are like a little... almost like a garden hose of blades, and they just wipe them out, and all of the rest of the swarms are gone.
Nice. Like a living Vegematic.
Yeah.
All it just raises his shield.
So now all of these bugs that are bloods and guts, and they kind of squished bugs all over everywhere. You all look like windshield wipers. Yeah.
Okay.
Very graphic.
You're in a sewer.
Got poopy ass.
I just
sigh,
and I'm like, does anyone have prejudice?
Sadly, I do not, sir.
How are you doing?
Just cleaned this.
I just cleaned my armor. Goes with the territory, dude.
Seriously.
Yeah. So now you see that the swarms came from 1, 2, and 3, but 4, nothing came out of.
Wow.
Well.
Doesn't mean nothing will.
It
just didn't come out yet.
They had to go somewhere. This is the only way they could have gone.
By process of elimination, perhaps we should check out door number 4.
You know that there's no other secret passages. Everything's
working. Are you all right, milady?
Yeah, I'm fine. Of course. Door 4. Let's go.
DM. I'm going to give myself another 5 hit points from Lay on Hands.
Okay. Alrighty. So you're all queuing up to go up number 4?
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know in what order you guys want to go into. You guys tell me.
Wherever the party feels that would be most beneficial, you can put me there.
So there's a long hallway, and at the end of it, there's a circular staircase.
Staircase.
Going up, I assume.
Who? You want to go first?
I'm saying going up, I assume.
The staircase?
Yes. I don't have to go first. I'll go. Like I said, I'll go wherever the party thinks I'll be most beneficial. Put me at that number.
Right. I'll stay sort of in the front.
You'll stay toward the front?
Yeah, switch me in and Sorek. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You see a long circular staircase in front of you, and it goes up.
Does it go down?
Does it go down?
It does not go down. It goes up. Don't D&D me right now. You got me?
We need it
to go. Do not.
Up we go.
You're just going to walk up?
If Sorek...
Oh, Sorek, you're going up?
Yeah, I'm going to just check to see if they're stable first. Do the stairs look old?
They are made out of stone.
Okay.
And they are stable.
Okay.
Yep.
Then, yeah. I'll be on my guard, looking out for secret buttons and stuff, since there were so many doors and whatnot.
Do you mean investigation check?
Sure.
This makes a big difference.
Investigation? 13?
I'll give it to you.
I do that all the time. It's like, the roll wasn't quite high enough, but I want you to have this information. So I do that all the time.
It's just I don't want to screw you guys up. So, right on the last step. So you walk up these steps, keeping an eye out for everything, and you see a door. Almost like when you're going up, like the last few steps going to a roof. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like kind of steep and it's kind of an awkward angle. And right before this door that ends right at the staircase, you see the tiniest itty bitty sliver of a string that's on the step.
Friends, looks like we have some sort of trap set up here.
Mm.
Can anyone disable it?
I can't.
I go try. Because I have my... what thieves' tools would do it.
So roll the thieves' tools because it's kind of like a Dexy Hands kind of situation.
So what do I need?
You are disabling the trap. So you need to roll me a check.
Sleight of hand?
It would be her dex plus her proficiency. So normally what I would do is just say roll a dex save because it'll be the same number.
Dex save?
Before you do that?
Mechanically, it's the same number. Then she would be proficient in thieves' tools. And so it would be a dex check plus her proficiency. So if she rolled a dex saving throw mechanically,
a dex saving throw?
Understood.
It's a dex saving throw, correct?
Technically, no. She's rolling a dex save because mechanically the number is the same, but it's really an ability check. Okay.
Got it. Never mind then.
Okay, so. Dirty 20?
Excellent. So you see that as you take a look at it, you see the string is very, very tight, but you're able to follow it to, it almost looks like a little box.
Uh-huh.
And as you're able to kind of pull almost like a pin out of this box, you take a look at the box, there's nothing in it. It would just make a very loud sound. It looks like a bang. It looks like something that would just make a loud bang.
Almost like a bomb, but no explosives.
No explosives, correct.
Is there any timing device on it? Like if I had pulled it, it would trigger something else?
No. It's just an alarm of some sort.
I relay this to everybody.
Okay. Once this is disabled, you can go through the door freely.
Okay.
So you'll be the first one through the door. At this point, when you open this door, you are on a back alley on the street level.
Okay. We're on a street now.
You're on a street now. And you two would recognize this. This is Canal Street, where you guys came to the city in the first place the day before.
Okay.
You would know the Canal Street, maybe not spend any time here. It's really where imports, exports happen. this land here is more landlocked, but they needed a way to have people deliver goods, so they built a channel, and then this is like a canal street.
Got it.
Where it's just boats coming and going. It's not a big port, but it moves quick. Mm. Okay?
Okay.
So you come up, and you are on a very side... On a side street that seems pretty quiet, but right at the end of the alley, there is hustle and bustle of people walking, moving, shaking.
Okay. But we recognize it from being coming in the day before.
Yes.
You're looking...
Any
sign of Jezebeth?
You do not see anything, but do me a perception check. And, Simon, do me an investigation check.
Natural 20. 22.
Oh, shit.
10.
Okay, a little below average for this one. Like, I need it a little higher, but for the natural 20?
22 total.
Oh, 22 total. So as you come up, you do see scuff marks that look like heel digging into the dirt on the street.
Okay.
And they are headed to one direction.
She was taken that way, and I'm moving.
So because you guys have been cooking and moving very quickly, you are catching up. They didn't have that big of a jump on you, and you are moving fast.
Okay.
So from when you hit the edge of the alley, I want all of you to do me a perception check.
Perception.
And I would like you to do it with advantage, because you actually spoke to her, spent time with her, and you would recognize her easily.
The D&D gods giveth, and they taketh away. Natural one. For a total of 3.
I'm not perceptive.
Come on, somebody crush. Somebody crush this.
17?
Perception? Nice.
All right.
Ben?
Yes, perception.
You got 5?
Useless.
Forget it.
3.
Give me 4.
And
we're not
we
perceptive
yet.
We need to
both of us
I can't put these in jail.
At the end of the day, me and you need to do a seance and do something for
our can't put these in jail.
No, you can't jail them.
We didn't old priest and a young priest.
19 was really good.
All right, good. All single digits over here.
And Brazzy, you said you got like a 17?
17.
Okay. So, I never really got a chance to explain Jezebeth and what she looks like. She is a tiefling with teal-colored skin, luminous silver hair, wearing a dark emerald dress with a matching emerald satin sash. And that's what she performed in. So you would imagine she would be similarly dressed.
If they haven't done anything to cover her up.
Right.
She'd be a very bright target.
Correct.
Okay.
So now you see, you two see, there are 4 men walking very quickly, and you see her. You spot her. She's got horns. She's got silverish hair. And the hair is like kind of shimmering right now in the moonlight. It is a very crowded street, but you see them heads down walking determined right toward the port. Right toward the water, and they look like they're walking toward a boat.
Closest to me?
Say again?
So we're all on the street now, so this order doesn't matter?
No, we're just on the street. It'll be a little chaotic. There's a lot of people in the way. You want me to draw it out?
No, I just, whoever would be closest to me. There she goes. She's right there.
So now...
So they're heading for the water?
They are heading toward a dock... And it looks like a boat waiting. And yes, they're headed toward the water. It doesn't. So Canal Street, the canal is actually very narrow. So the boats are actually parked sideways. And almost like parallel parked. And there are several boats just lined up on the side. So they just look like they're walking very determined.
When she points it out, can we see it?
Now everybody can see. Everyone can see her. She pointed her out.
Guiding bolt. And I'm running. I'm firing a guiding bolt. And I'm taking